I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Grandpa Eddie here.
Grandpa Eddie.
On Silly Sunday here at EAA Radio. And with us in the studio today, seeing as how...
Who is it?
We've got Rachel.
Who is it, Grandpa?
We've got Rachel Ferguson. Did you get your onion at the desk?
Oh, boy. I'm in it for a treat with this interview, I think.
Yep. You sure are.
You shouldn't have stood still this morning.
Obviously, you were the slowest one.
Something like that, I would say. Yeah, the yes person, apparently.
You can beat up on your I would say handler, but she's not a handler.
Oh, she's been awesome. She's behind the scenes a lot, but she's worked a lot of magic this week.
I'm security.
Oh, that security's here. We're in trouble.
Boy, are we ever.
Anyway, you're part of Air Force Material Logistics
Support.
Stuff. Right. I told her she rented the U-Haul truck they used to get here.
And then she said they came here in a C-17.
Yeah.
Some truck.
They only did that because they wanted to come in style.
I mean, a C-17 is way cooler than a U-Haul.
It only had two backpacks in it. I mean, I don't know why you needed that.
Boy, oh boy. You should have seen the back of that thing. It was packed full. Those crew did an amazing job getting our stuff here. They brought all of our crates. They brought our golf carts. We brought an F-22 engine. We brought all kinds of stuff on that C-17. Excuse me.
Where's that engine now?
It's actually still in the back of the C-17.
Oh,
it was part of the displays we had.
Let's see, I've got a toy hauler trailer. I think it'd probably carry that.
It'd help us get home a lot quicker, too.
I was thinking,
too.
Especially around Chicago. But anyway, what kind of planning does it take to do all this?
It takes quite a bit, actually. A lot of things that are not necessarily visible to most eyes. We started back in December working with the EAA crew about what all, this looked like. We came, did a visit in February and got the lay of the land and talked with the team here. But we've been working since then to build out our displays and the people to come and the aircraft here. So that's a nutshell version of the things that go into the planning to get everybody here.
Well, do you bring Air Force personnel strictly to help set up and tear down?
Well, if you signed up to be part of this event, you're pretty much part of the setup and teardown as
well. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
It does, exactly.
But you'll love it anyway.
Oh, it's been awesome. It's been a fantastic week. Everybody's had a blast. It's been very good.
Is your first time here?
This is my first time here, yes.
And what do you think?
Oh, man, I've been blown away. I really have.
I mean, you saw it in February when it was empty.
I did see it empty, and they said it will look very different in July, and I imagine that would be the case.
And you went, yeah, sure, whatever.
It definitely has been, obviously, a very different experience with everything that's here, and it's just been very, very well executed.
Well, we try.
It's been our pleasure to be here.
I was going to say, you probably started putting a checklist together back in February, and by now it's probably the size of the New York phone book.
It certainly has been, and of course in any event there's always all the changes, be it along the way, last minute, all kinds of change-ups, so that phone book just grows even when you're at the event.
Do you have a standard show setup that you can just pop in the plane and take, or do you have to work everything out and design all the displays as you for this show?
This was designed specifically for this show. It's been a real privilege for Air Force Material Command to be able to do this. I don't know that we've had a lot of opportunities to be as a MAGCOM showcased individual centers all together like this, and so we have put together everything specifically for this show.
Okay, now when you're not doing this show or other shows, what is your job?
So my job with the Air Force is I actually work at the National Museum of the United States Air Force.
In Dayton.
Hello, Dayton.
Hey, I heard she could get us in free.
You know what? I think I can work that out. That museum, if you do not know, is actually free to the public. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's an incredible experience to work there. Four hangars full of aviation history. And I have learned so much just being there on that staff.
Have you done the whole museum? Probably not.
Well, that's probably a more lengthy answer. I have certainly been in every hangar. I have been exposed to much of the history there. I've done tours with the director, who's got so much knowledge. But I honestly learned something new every week there. It's just there's so much there.
Well, my wife and I visited earlier last year. Anyway, we were there opening to closing, and I think we saw 1.25 hangers.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
They say that you should give it full four full days if you want to like read all the pieces and learn all the things.
And you have to, because there's so much cool history with all the different things you have in
there. There really is. So that's my day job. It's a lot of fun. I plan special events there. And so I've had the privilege of being on this team
EAA
for this event.
Radio Day?
Hey, I'm down with that. How about Honda Valkyrie Day? Get my motorcycle picture taken with the B70.
Yes, I knew that was coming.
You betcha.
You know, it's funny. You look at so much stuff, like the B70 still looks futuristic. And then you get close to it and you're like, wow, this thing's old.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And just the span of time in aviation in general. And seeing here what we've been able to even showcase here has been just quite the experience. Yeah.
Were you have you been around small planes a lot in your life prior to Air Force?
No, I have not.
So it must have been interesting seeing how many of them were here in the different types.
Oh my goodness, a whole campground in and of itself with all those little planes. And then what we put out on the plaza, you know, like all the different variations that come throughout the week. So it's just a span of aviation. I have learned so much because aviation itself is not my specialty category. And so I've really absorbed a lot about all of that world, which has been very important and very interesting. I love it. It's been great.
And now you're going to go back and look at all those Air Force experimentals that were like, wow, this thing was actually a home built. And then we started playing with it.
Yeah. It's like, I learned something. I know something about that aircraft.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty amazing.
I keep meaning to get out there. And the last time I was out there, I was coming back from Tulsa, Oklahoma. My entire goal was to go and see the XB-70, my favorite airplane. And I would like to volunteer.
They caught him hugging the tires.
I was hugging the tires, yes. I would like to volunteer to help clean the airplane sometime. I'm not good at dusting at home, but for the Valkyrie, I will change.
Yeah, you make the exception. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely come visit us out at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base at Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, all of our personnel that have been here have been so excited to be a part of this, and it's just been
really
great.
They got out of the office for a little while.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
It's definitely different from
how many
the
of them have
job.
Told you they want to come back?
Pretty much every conversation I've had, you know, the people have said, yep, this is very cool. I would come back not working. You know, because during the day we're tied up and showcasing who we are as the Air Force. And so we take breaks. We get to see what's out on the field, you know, and in the display tents. But our focus is to showcase the Air Force. And so a lot of people have mentioned, hey, it'd be awesome just to come back just for fun, you know, mm-hmm. to like experience it in a deeper level where you're not, you know, where you're able to have a different, I guess, perspective, different focus.
Well, I'm sure every time an F-22 flew over, you wanted to run out and look.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, we all do.
That's the Oshkosh thing.
It's the nature
thing.
Of it. Yep. Exactly.
Did you get the air show burn under here, under your chin?
Probably. Yeah.
Did you see the night air show at least?
Oh, it was incredible.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
And nobody can blow up grass like Oshkosh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be one of those people out there doing cleanup. So
oh, yeah.
Got to give them props.
I think they had to put out some fires last night. I'm not sure.
I believe they did.
No, we didn't go out there, but we got interviewed the guy that used to do the pyro years back.
Yeah, he invited us to go out there and help him set it up.
Uh-huh.
But we just never did. I don't know why. Dumb, I guess.
Time.
Anyway.
Time, I think.
Yeah, time, sure.
Oh, sure. That's a good excuse.
You know, the thing being is last night they probably blew up enough avgas to fuel the C-17.
Well,
oh, wow.
I saw a T-shirt once that said, avgas is evil and must be burned.
Oh, boy.
So you're going to start planning for next year, next week?
Well, as is the tradition in just about any event world, that's about how things work. So, you know, depending on what the needs for the Air Force look like for next year, I'm sure those conversations will start pretty immediately.
Okay.
And the first thing that you're going to avoid is us here at EAA Radio.
And oh, no. This has been awesome. You guys have been fantastic.
It's the drugs. You're fine.
It was
or is it that it's at the end of the week and
yeah, you're just tired.
Okay, I got
you're hallucinating.
Yeah. I got it.
See, it was all AI.
Oh, yeah. You know, you think with a whole year to prepare, you wouldn't have to be doing anything at the last minute.
You would think.
Oh, definitely not the case.
No kidding. It's always the night before.
Yeah, or the morning of.
Or you forgot to pack it and have to fly another C-17 out of here with that box of Kleenex.
Yeah, see, better than a U-Haul.
Much handier.
Quicker, too.
Yes, that's true. Boy, what a camper.
And you get style points when you pull up to the pump and say, fill her up.
Yeah, they wouldn't quite know what to do with that, probably.
I think the pump pulls up to them.
Could be.
That's a lot of fuel.
Yes, it is.
How many? Technical question?
Ooh, I don't know if I can answer.
How many ping pong balls can a C-17 carry?
I cannot answer
that. That's the standard unit of measure, you know.
I feel like there's a trick behind this question.
No trick?
Well, the C-5 can hold over 12 million.
Oh, my.
So that's tough shoes to fill there.
Yeah. So how many is it?
I have no idea.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's probably about six.
Six?
Yeah, yeah. But they're stowed and packed perfectly.
That's quite interesting. Well, I'll have to investigate
You'll have to ask
that
it.
With the crew.
Yeah, where's the loadmaster? Get him over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it's great having you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been a great experience this week. It's been fun talking with you guys this morning.
We've had a lot of fun with the Air Force this week.
Yeah.
They've been here, pardon the pun, in force.
Oh.
And it's great to know all the opportunities that there are because...
There's so many.
There are.
And especially on the civilian side. I didn't
there
realize
really
it.
There really are, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's incredible how many opportunities. That's what I do. I'm a civilian in the Air Force. I've worked for the Air Force for 10 years. And... You know, a lot of people just don't realize that there's those opportunities outside of active duty, and especially inside of Air Force Materiel Command, we have many, many across the board with people of different, talents, experiences, and things. So definitely check us out. I think our
Do you need two grumpy old men? Is that position filled?
They fit perfectly in there.
Perfect. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Especially if it's at Dayton.
Especially Dayton, yeah.
Yeah, especially in Dayton.
Yep. You got to go to Dayton. Dayton was quite a happening town.
It is.
Dayton's full of aviation history.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we visited the Waco Museum. Yeah. We visited the original Wright Brothers bike shop and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to go.
Yes, so much there.
Yep.
Come see us.
Please.
Definitely.
All right, let's go.
I'm
Tommy,
in.
You, fill in, Tommy.
Tommy, fill in. We're leaving.
He's Show over there going, oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Grandpa Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.